My guest at this time is Frank Gaffney. He's the president of the Center for Security Policy. He also served as an assistant secretary of defense in the Reagan administration. He joins us frequently on international topics, including the Middle East. And once again, we are seeing Hamas firing rockets into Israel and Israel launching a military response, which some say is the most intense since the battle and some would say war between the two in 2014. So why is this happening now and what can we expect to come? And Frank, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be back with you. Thank you, Greg.
Well, rockets fired from Hamas into Israel are nothing new, unfortunately. They do it on a fairly frequent basis. Now it's been intensifying as of late with some folks running for their lives. There's been some reports that they might have to evacuate certain areas near there if they haven't already. Why do you think Hamas is ratcheting this up now?
I think it's because its patron, Iran, is in trouble. And the Iranians are making a concerted effort, I think, to attack Israel while they can, because at home, the government there, the regime, the mullahocracy, if you will, is increasingly facing pressure from its own people, among other things, to stop supporting Hamas. And for that matter, Bashar Assad in Syria and Hezbollah, it's a sort of foreign legion. The government in Tehran, I believe, is feeling this pressure and is desperate to get what licks it can in on Israel while it has the chance to do so.
Two quick follow-ups. First of all, how precarious do you think the Iranian regime is right now?
It's hard to say. They have been buffeted in the past by opposition in the streets, among other things, notably the Green Revolution. I think what seems to be different about what's happening now is it's not just certain strata of society that are opposing the government in a visible public way, as was true in the Green Revolution. You have masses of people from across the, you know, demographic, political, economic spectrum, many of whom are simply facing the fact that there's no longer any water for them to drink. There's no employment opportunities. They're fleeing their cities and towns and going elsewhere in search of such basic necessities. And I think this is fueling a sense that this regime, its corruption, the ruinous effect it's had on the economy, and not least the support that it's been giving with Iranian people's money to odious regimes and terrorist groups is something that's unsupportable. So I think it's in some jeopardy now, and I hope we will do what President Trump has begun to do, which is to intensify the pressure on the regime, notably by reimposing sanctions.
Frank, it seems like, to put it in a casual phrase, the jig is up here a little bit for the Iranian regime, because they may point to U.S. sanctions as the reason now for their troubled economy, even though it's been troubled for a very long time. Look at the little Satan. We're standing up to them. Isn't that great? It sounds like, from what I'm hearing from experts who know what's going on with these protests in the streets of Iran, that the Iranian people just aren't buying that anymore.
I think that's right, Greg. This is, you know, still very fluid. And, you know, the government and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and their Basiji, these sort of armed militia that they've established to support them, and Hezbollah itself, are not to be underestimated. I think they will use violence to try to suppress the will of the people of Iran. But I have the feeling that this is approaching the tipping point where it can't be suppressed in that way any longer.
Let's get back to Israel now. As I mentioned at the outset, Israel with a pretty forceful pushback. We've seen video of military response. I've seen some reports that suggest that Prime Minister Netanyahu doesn't want to escalate to where we were 4 years ago, but he also wants to make it extraordinarily clear to Hamas and, by extension, Iran, that this is clearly going to be answered. So does he have a delicate balance here, or is it less complicated than that?
No, it's a very difficult problem. Let's face it. The government of Gazastan, if you will, Hamas, has made an art form of human shields. So this squalid, sort of horrifically destitute population has been further imperiled and abused by this Sharia supremacist effective government. And, you know, Israeli responses to, you know, salvos of hundreds of rockets from Gaza inevitably wind up putting at risk, by design, as far as Hamas is concerned, hospitals or, you know, daycare centers or other places where it's likely when the Israelis retaliate for the rocket firing, they will wind up hitting innocent people. I think the Israelis do an extraordinary job of trying to prevent those kinds of casualties, but it's quite cynically engineered and aggressively promoted by the folks in Hamas. Having said that, the government of Israel clearly understands that it cannot tolerate sort of these sorts of attacks with impunity. And whether it's the rocket firing of late or whether it's things like fire kites, where the Hamas terrorists are simply trying to set on fire forests or fields or, you know, communities across the frontier in Israel. It's got to be met with a forceful response. But I think both sides are sort of trying to walk that fine line. The folks in Hamas, because they understand that Israel can do very considerable harm to their infrastructure and their operations in Hamas. And on the other hand, the Israelis understand that almost anything they do is going to be met with intense criticism by countries elsewhere. So they're sort of locked in this fight. But I think the factor that I mentioned at the outset, Greg, is important to understand. Iran is fostering this latest round of fighting, I believe.
And lastly, what do you see as the best U.S. posture here? Obviously, President Trump has made it no secret that he's a great friend of Israel, moving the embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv and so forth. I would imagine there will be resolutions from others to try and condemn whatever the Israeli response is that Nikki Haley and so forth will stand up to. What beyond that should be the U.S. Public posture?
Well, again, I think the single most important thing we can do, not just, by the way, with respect to this situation with Hamas and Gaza and Israel, but more generally in that region, is to help the people of Iran free themselves from this horrific regime. Now, I'm not suggesting that we should send military forces in to overthrow the government of Iran or anything like that, but I do think this is a moment when economic warfare against the regime and making very clear our desire to help the Iranian people and to stand with them will have a very salutary effect, both within Iran itself, hopefully soon, and certainly with respect to what the regime there has been doing in terms of Syria, in terms of Yemen, and of course, in terms of Israel as well, including, by the way, attacking Israel from Syria, where they have been insinuating their own forces, as well as bringing Hezbollah and Syrian government troops close to Israel's border for that purpose.
It's always something. Frank, thanks very much for your time today.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Frank Gaffney, president of the Center for Security Policy, former Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Reagan administration. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.